Hi everyone, welcome to our daily devotionals. Today we're going to take a little break from our series on 2 Samuel, and we're going to read Psalm chapter 57. Once again, that's Psalm 57. To the choir master, according to Do Not Destroy, a mikdam of David, when he fled from Saul in the cave. Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for in you my soul takes refuge. In the shadow of your wings I will take refuge, till the storms of destruction pass by. I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. He will send from heaven and save me. He will put to shame him who tramples on me. Selah. God will send out his steadfast love and his faithfulness. My soul is in the midst of lions. I lie down amid fiery beasts. The children of man, whose teeth are spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp and swords. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They set a net for my steps. My soul is bowed down. They dug a pit in my way, but they have fallen into themselves. Selah. My heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make melody. Awake, my glory. Awake, O harp and lyre. I will awake the dawn. I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is great to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. Amen. Amen. So this psalm, if you look at the description and the subtitle of this psalm in your Bibles, you'll read that this is a mikdam of David. A mikdam is a musical term, most likely a type of musical song. And this is a song of David when he fled from Saul in the cave, most likely the cave of Adullam, as we read in 1 Samuel chapter 22. And as David is in this cave, fleeing from Saul as Saul is seeking to take David's life, David cries out to the Lord, and verse 1 says, "Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me, for in you my soul takes refuge." There's something so interesting about this first verse, because it's not like David is going into great detail in terms of how he doesn't deserve this injustice. He doesn't deserve what's coming at him. He doesn't, it's not fair. He doesn't give all these reasons and ask God to save him. And yet he just cries out to the Lord and says, "Be merciful to me, O God, be merciful to me." You know, I think David was going through some deep anguish and some deep fear. It's a type of fear that I think perhaps many of us may not really experience yet, but nevertheless, any hardship that we go through, I think, is something, you know, we can learn from David through this psalm. We can cry out to the Lord, "Be merciful to me, O God. Be merciful to me." We can find our refuge in the Lord. It continues on and says, "In the shadows of your wing, I will take refuge till the storms of destruction pass by." This morning, this day, as you reflect on this passage in this psalm, will you take refuge in the Lord? In the shadow of his wings, will you take refuge? What's interesting in this psalm is how David responds in the midst of fear, in the midst of anguish and anxiety. He cries out to God and declares the truths of who God is and what he'll do. He declares what Scripture says, and he declares his covenant love. In verse 3 and in verse 10, he says, in verse 3 and verse 10, he says, "God will send out his steadfast love and his faithfulness." Exodus 34, verses 6 to 7 says, "The Lord, our God, is steadfast in love and faithfulness. It's he's declaring who our God is and that God will live out who he really is. God will send out his steadfast love and faithfulness. Verse 10, for your steadfast love is great to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. And I think it is for this very reason that David is able to sing his way into God's refuge. He is able to find refuge by singing his way into it. And so in verse 7, he says, my heart is steadfast, O God. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make melody. Because of your steadfast love, because of your faithfulness, I will be steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make melody. And verse 8 says, awake, my glory. Awake, O harp and lyre. When he says, awake, my glory, he's talking about his whole self. And I wonder, perhaps David was singing this song in the morning, and he took his harp and lyre, and he played loudly, and he sang to the Lord, and he made sure all the people who were following him heard the worship and the praise to their God. And he said, I will give thanks to you, O Lord. Verse 9, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, among the peoples. I will sing praises to you among the nations. For your steadfast love is great to the heavens, your faithfulness to the clouds. There's something so great about God's steadfast love and faithfulness. There's something so great about who God is in and of himself. It is because of him that we can find refuge in the shadow of his wings. And one of the ways that we can do that is by responding in steadfastness, trusting him, and singing our way into his refuge. Awake our glory, awake our voices and our instruments. Let us give thanks to the Lord. Let us sing praises to him among the nations. Let all the people in our homes and in our neighborhoods hear the praises to our God. It's okay if maybe there is an occasional noise complaint. Let our neighbors hear our praises to our God. Let them know that God is to be exalted above the heavens. Twice in this psalm, there's a whole verse that is repeated. In verse 5 and in verse 11, he says, be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. When there's a whole verse repeated twice or more in a single psalm, you'll know that that is actually one of the main points that the psalmist is trying to get at. His desire in this psalm, David's desire, as he's wrestling with fear and anxiety and anguish in a cave, as he's fleeing from Saul, his desire is for God to be exalted above the heavens. Let his glory be over all the earth. When we sing of his faithfulness and his steadfast love, when we give thanks to the Lord in the midst, especially in the midst of hardship, people around us will come to know and question even, who is it, this God, that we worship? Why do we trust him, and why do we sing to the Lord in the midst of hardship? Why do we trust him? And that will lead them to come to know who our God is. And it's through that I believe that God will be exalted above the heavens. It is through that kind of response that his glory will be over all the earth. Let's look at the psalm today as an encouragement for us to respond in the likeness of David, to remember his steadfast love, and to respond with our hearts steadfast, singing and making melody, giving thanks to the Lord, singing praises to him. And through that, let our God be exalted. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for your word today. And God, I just pray right now, Lord, that you would help us to respond to the likeness of David, especially in seasons and times of hardship, in seasons and times of deep anguish and hurt and pain and fear and anxiety. Help us, Lord, to know that we can find refuge in you. In the shadow of your wings, we find refuge. And I pray, God, that we would sing our way into your refuge. We would declare the truths of who you are. We would remember your steadfast love and faithfulness. Lord, that we would make melody and sing praises to you, God. We would give thanks to you, O Lord. And I pray that you would show us, God, that through that, your name would be exalted in our neighborhoods, in our cities, in this nation, in this world. We thank you and we pray all these things in your son's name. Amen. Thanks for joining us on this Friday. And I pray that you will have a great and just God-filled weekend. Hope you'll join us as we continue on in 2 Samuel on Monday. Have a great weekend.